everybody at least before Parliament. The second time it appears, and I think that is the one that refers to this, it's the first notification that Parliament has received a written instrument. Secondly, in the club of recommend to the Speaker or the Chairperson to which committee it should be directed or referred. That's the second time it appears then it goes to the committee, and after the committee has dealt with it, it's also written in the ATC. So that is the normal standard procedure. Now, I believe there was a concern that it shouldn't be published in the ATC in that specific format or completely unless the committee has considered it. But the standard procedure is to do that. The club official says that if we want to deviate from that three standard procedure, and that's what I'm trying to say here, there are three grounds that one can do that. That's in paragraph 5, the alternative. The Act must prescribe it. Secondly, the information must be of a sensitive nature. And thirdly, if the committee feels that it will basically jeopardize an objective, uninstrumental discussion of the matter. Because if it appears the first time in the ATC, then obviously everybody has access to it, and they can discuss it, and they can come up with a position, and they can come and bring that position to the committee. That means it won't be an uninfluenced objective discussion, because certain people have been privy to other opinions. It might even have been published in the newspaper or opinion from anywhere else. So, if the committee then feels this notification shouldn't follow the normal standard procedure, like I said, a few times that is basically referred to in the ATC, then they must apply to the Speaker or to the Chairperson for exemption of that. And then, if it is noted that it has been received, the notification has been received, that the point source has been deployed, the committee then discusses it, and after their discussion, then it appears in full. In the ATC. But part of the problem is that, as members have noted, that sometimes this notification is received and the deployment is finished. It comes here either really late. Secondly, the committee normally sanctions the employment. I can't recall any instance where the committee has not recalled sanctioning something. So, and then there's little discussion, actual discussion of the employment in the committee. So one has to question as to whether one wants to take the alternative route to place this on the paper.
No, thank you. I think just to renew, well, the way I saw it was that the letter was published, but it wasn't say this letter is being referred to the relevant committee. Now, and this is the big question in my mind. Is it standard procedure? Because it would seem, if you read this, as if the committee is completely sidelined. But if it is not the case, and this was really, the purpose of asking you to do this, is that if this is standard procedure, and if I understand it correctly, it is actually then published again. Or when is it referred?
The first time it is received by the club of papers, yes. It must come under the ATC.
Yeah.
That first time that it is published under the ATC is basically to inform the Speaker and the rest of Parliament that this is in front of Parliament.
Yeah.
That the House must consider it. And it should be in the past it was only one or two sentences, but I believe in the previous Speaker said it should be informed. So that's the first time. The second time is when the Speaker actually refers it. And that is where this referral is actually to the specific committee.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter.
Yes, Chair. I don't think we can mingle the actual procedure. So have we explained it, we understand it. I mean, I understand it, but we explain it to us now. But our major problem is that as you correctly said, what is our contribution towards that? and how all this is supposed to understand it, and the committee that deals with self-processing. But that's the kind of procedure. I'm just worried about the alternative. If we need to do it on another basis, as mentioned in paragraph 5 of the researchers, then we need to change the act. We have to amend the act to suit it the way we want it to do. So that will be a major problem, something to do, one step that we must do. The information is of course of a sensitive nature, but the operative word is uninfluenced discussion. So if it is put in the paper or in the media, then our discussion will be influenced. So maybe we must think of that and talk about that also. But I want to suggest to the chairperson that seeing that you have a meeting with, I don't know whether you and the chairperson of the Controller Committee of Defense and the Select Committee from the ACOP, and the city chair will approach, I don't know whether it's the speaker or...
We decided to ask for, to see the speaker. But I just wanted to get our facts right. This is one of the concerns, because I don't want to confront the speaker and say we've done something differently. In fact, it's always been done like this. But this is the unhappiness I encountered in this committee, was that we are presented with this letter when it comes to us. And as you quite rightly say, sometimes the deployment has already taken place, the people are back in the country. And the question was, what are we just acting as a rubber stamp? Now, then, according to the Constitution, the President informs Parliament. He doesn't ask Parliament's permission, he just informs Parliament. So, in fact, we come to the conclusion we are a rubber stamp. But then, and this is the question which we must ask, is if Parliament is then informed, what is the responsibility that Parliament accepts? Does Parliament then say yes? And this is what I wrote in the letter to the speaker. It's not clear what the role and the responsibility of Parliament is when such letters are tabled. Does Parliament in fact act as a rubber stamp, but in effect accept full financial, moral and other responsibilities emanating from such deployments? And as one of the members quite rightly said, sometimes there are tremendous political implications. Say in the Darfur region, where we are maybe keen to side on a certain section. What are the political implications? And Parliament is actually just notified. So I think those are the type of questions which we must discuss with the speaker. But thank you very much for this research.
Can I just follow up? This is what he has said. I think what he's saying also is that that letter that appears there's the usual statement. Okay? There is nothing. What we are waiting for now is for people to refer it to the committee. As I say, it's the usual standard. The problem is just, Chairperson, that the speaker for protection is with the joint consultation they have time to refer it. This letter has appeared now on the front. It still has to show the sign of the NCOP because it was only referred to the speaker. It still has to be referred to the NCOP. Check the last part of that. Let's show the President saying that it was. So that part still has to appear in the APC where the letter gets referred to the chairperson, the MCP, the chairperson. It's only then then it will be referred, I mean after that, then it will be referred to the property. So that what happens sometimes is that by the time that it gets referred to the property, the letter has appeared some time ago in the ATC. When we spoke to the clerk of the papers yesterday and mentioned also the proposal to see as to whether at the same time that the letter appears, whether it can be mentioned that it should be referred to the Joint Standing Committee on Defense, they said that they will discuss it with the joint and see as to whether, you know, whether that can be done. Now, having said that, also, Chairperson, I think that members should also read the researcher has said, together with that advice that we got previously, the legal advice previously that dealt with letters from the president, and that dealt with some of the questions that have been raised here, because I think in that legal advice, some of the answers are there in it, because this committee previously dealt with this in itself, and then as a result of the problem that legal advice is caused and so on. So I think that what we need to do, we must again go back to that legal advice and try and see as to whether some of the issues raised are not answered in there. Mm-hmm. And I have talked before with, again, I can just review it again.
Thank you. The thing is, if somehow we can just speed this process up. Because if I read this thing correctly, by the time this letter reaches us, we will just about be adjourned. We've got effectively next week, so the week after next, we're running all in different directions. So it comes before this committee next year. I mean, it is totally unacceptable, really, and I think this is the kind of discussion that we should have. How can we somehow speed up the process? And also, the other dimension is what we ask is to get someone from the President's office to just inform us if we somehow couldn't be involved in this process, be informed of this process at an earlier stage. When a request comes, because there must be a certain procedure, it must come from foreign affairs, and so on. Now, we're just at the end of a process where we don't have any input in anything. So I think this is the kind of discussion that we're trying to facilitate.
Just to follow up on that, I did speak again to this person in the office. And to ask that someone comes, and they are saying that if we can write a letter, but there's a person that is responsible for the deployment of SNDF forces. He's asking that person also come with. So the letter that we would be writing would be making that request also, but he's saying that, and this is a person who is in the president's office who writes the letter, really, it's an advocate. So he says here, therefore, that as soon as we have decided where and so on in the letter in itself, we should also ask the other person that is responsible for employment a company.
Chairman, just want to follow up on that thing that Johnny mentioned. You mentioned about the legal opinion. And the first time I hear about this legal opinion for the first one. And we are now seeking a second legal opinion. Maybe it will help if we can bump up that legal, the first one, and then give it to you, and maybe read it together with the second opinion that we are.
Yeah, I think he's already, he gave me a copy. But Johnny, if you can, if you have it, just if you can distribute that one to
the guy. Then, Chairman, I think we must embark on this, but just to the, you must embark on this, but just to the,
okay.
So that we can stop hearing
them.
Because there's a lot of
work
around.
Thank you. Any more discussion on this one? Right. Then there was another item, as I mentioned, this item. Oh yeah. The other item which I want to just inform the committee about was that and it flows from the research which was done by our researcher concerning the two committees and how they overlap and the different functions and all that. We're all in possession of that topic. At the management level, I think we must just give it to our members as well, because I think it's an excellent document that we can all have a look at that document. And what I've also done, I've approached the parliamentary legal division just for their opinion on the cooperation of these two committees, so that we must tread carefully and we must do the right thing all the time. So I think that is just for your information. Anything else?
When can we have that
document?
The legal
opinion?
You've
got the legal opinion?
This one you refer to the function.
The function, Peter? The comparison?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Thank you for attending this meeting. I really appreciate it. I know Friday is a bad day. It's a bad day for all of us. Thank you for your loyalty, and I wish you a pleasant weekend. And the safe traveling. I know Comrade Nelson is going to the Eastern Coast, going to the good part of the world. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you for.